and hostess. In the kitchen or? Okay, that's the hostess. Where's the host? Hiding in the back. Oh, here we go. Okay. And who's somebody's birthday today? Two birthdays. Your birthday. How old are you today?
Eight.
Your birthday's tomorrow. Birthday's tomorrow. So tomorrow you're nine or tomorrow you're eight? You're eight. So you're seven today and eight tomorrow. Okay. Well, happy birthday tomorrow. So I thought I'd speak something about how to honor a nice young devotee's birthday. And in honor of your birthday. We learn many important lessons of life from Srimad Bhagavatam. The whole message of Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna Katha, glorification of Krishna, and how to live one's life, including how to observe birthdays, in such a way that it enriches our means of going back to Godhead. Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas and in particular also the Srimad Bhagavatam in recognition that Kali Yuga was coming. Vyasadeva compiled during, he was a contemporary of Krishna, so when Krishna was present it was Dwarapa Yuga. Kali Yuga didn't begin until Krishna's departure. You need someone? Volume. Too high? Too much? Too light. Maybe I'll speak like this, that's better. You monitor. So, Krishna and Vyasadeva were contemporaries during the concluding portion of Dwarpa Yuga. And the compiling of all the Vedas took place by Vyasadeva specifically. It's described in the first canto of the Bhagavatam. He foresaw, because he's not only a great sage, but he's Trikala, Gya, knower of past, present, and future. And he could understand very clearly the perils and the symptoms of the age of Kali. Recognizing with compassion in his heart the difficulties that people in this age would have to endure, he decided that the Vedic wisdom should be made accessible in a written form, because one of the shortcomings of the age of Kali is memory becomes less. What to speak of when you're jet-lagged? It's really less. So he wrote the Vedas, and after writing the Vedas, or compiling the Vedas, because they were already available in sound, he put them in a written form. He recognized within himself a feeling of insufficiency, or something wasn't right. So he inquired from his spiritual master, Narada, why is that? Why am I feeling like this? And the explanation given by Narada was, although what he wrote in the Vedas was not wrong, but there was inordinate emphasis upon fulfilling material desire. The Karmakanda section of the Vedas is the vast portion of the Vedas that instructs people how to harmoniously with the laws of God, live one's life in a religious way, fulfilling material desires. Religiously, fulfilling material desires, and by doing so, becoming elevated to a higher platform of enjoyment in the heavenly regions. So too much, as Narada was reasoning with him, people already have that inclination, and it seems like you're authorizing it. It's bona fide. Vyasadeva said it's okay. Become an enjoyer of the material energy. It's right in the Vedas. So some people will think like that. Most people will think like that. And the real purpose of the Vedas and the real purpose of life may not be recognized at all. And so you should compile one literature that just does that, to the exclusion of Karmakanda and even Gyanakanda. You should compile one literature that's just pointing to the real purpose of life and the real purpose of the Vedas. That's disclosed within the Vedas is the purpose of life. Krishna says in very succinctly in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaish Chasayarvayar Ahameva Vedyo. The purpose of the Vedas is to know him. And so the purpose of observing birthdays is to know him. And there are activities within Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'm going to read two verses from the first canto, where there's the birth of Maharaj Parikshit and how the birth of Maharaj Parikshit was observed. Because within that history, there's teaching. That's how it works. Is Puranas are literally, they're factual histories. They're not fictional histories or fictional stories. They're actual histories. And Prahlad, just do things slowly and not so noisily. You're sitting right in the front row and it's distracting. The histories give us, in addition to the indication of how great devotees lived their lives in relation to the personality of Godhead, there are many, many cultural points that teach us through those lives how to live our lives. Now, we're not kings, and it's not, you know, the very end of Dwapara Yuga, the very beginning of Kali Yuga. We're not like, things have degraded a whole lot, in short. But there are principles that we can learn from to guide our lives, to go on the path to Krishna. So, Srimad Bhagavatam provides us some guidance in how to observe birthdays in a Krishna conscious way. So here's a nice verse, two verses, from Canto 1, Chapter 12, the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, where I'll read the verse, translation at least. Upon the birth of a son, the king, who knew how, where, and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses, and good food grains to the brahmanas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Only the brahmanas and sannyasis are authorized to accept charity from the householders. In all the different occasions of sangskaras, especially during the time of birth, but this isn't a birthday, this is his birth ceremony, At the time of birth, marriage, and death, wealth is distributed to the brahmanas because the brahmanas give the highest quality of service in regard to the prime necessity of humankind. The charity was substantial in the shape of course, he's a king, or his the Pandavas, the ruling family, were kings, so they had substantial charity in the shape of gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and food grains, with other materials for cooking complete foodstuff. The brahmanas were not therefore poor in the actual sense of the term. On the contrary, because they possessed gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and sufficient grains, they had nothing to earn for themselves. They would simply devote themselves to the well-being of the entire society. Paragraph. The word tirthavit is significant because the king knew well where and when charity was to be given. Charity is never unproductive or blind. In the Shastras, charity was offered to persons who deserved to accept charity by dint of spiritual enlightenment. The so-called Daridra Narayana, a misconception of the Supreme Lord by unauthorized persons, is never to be found in the Shastras as the object, not good, as the object of charity. The conclusion is that the intelligent men, or the brahmanas specifically, engaged in the service of the Lord, were properly maintained without anxiety for needs of the body, and the king and other householders gladly looked after all their comforts. Then the last paragraph. It is enjoined in the Shastras that as long as a child is joined with the mother by the navel pipe, the child is considered to be of one body with the mother. But as soon as the pipe is cut and the child is separated from the mother, the purificatory process of jata karanam is performed. The administrative demigods and the past forefathers of the family come to see the newly born child, and such an occasion is specifically accepted as the proper time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of society. So, happy birthday tomorrow. And your mom and dad will see that gold and elephants and horses and villages and all those nice things were given in charity to brahmanas. But we'll hear a little bit more. This is a different age. Then the next, the learned brahmanas, who were very satisfied with the charities of the king, addressed him as the chief amongst the poor, and informed was certainly in the line of descent from the Purus. So the brahmanas gave their blessings, in short, as appropriately they were the recipients of the family's charity. They gave their blessings to the family. Now, this isn't a birth ceremony, this is a birthday. So, another nice instruction comes in the 10th canto, Bhagavatam, where Mother Jasoda is calling Krishna to come and take part in his birthday ceremony because he was out playing with the cowherd boys and the cows, and it was his birthday. So, Mother Jasoda said, "My dear son, because of playing all day, your body has become covered with dust and sand. Therefore, come back to take your bath and cleanse yourself. Today, the moon is conjoined with the auspicious star of your birth. Therefore, be pure and give cows in charity to the brahmanas." Mother Jasoda is instructing her son Krishna to give cows in charity to the brahmanas. This is Prabhupada's purport. This is Canto 10, Chapter 11. It is a custom of Vedic culture that whenever there is any auspicious ceremony, one should give valuable cows. Do you have any cows? I don't think so. Therefore, Mother Jasoda requested Krishna, quote, instead of being enthusiastic in playing, now please come and be enthusiastic in chanting. This is instruction for a little boy. Yagya dana tapak karma na tyajam karyam eva tat. Bhagavad Gita. As advised in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, sacrifice, charity, and austerity should never be given up. Yagyo dhanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Even if one is very much advanced in spiritual life, one should not give up these duties. To observe the birthday ceremony, one should do something in terms of one of these three items, yagya, dana, or tapa, or all of them together. So, Nandana was the son of Nanda, and Nanda was the king of the cowherds, and the king of the cowherds at 900,000 cows. We don't have cows. We're not the son of Nanda Maharaj either. So, what do we do? How do we observe these principles on Nanda Kishore? Nanda Kishore. Maybe you should give some cows. So dana, yagya, and tapa. So what do? We perform nama sankirtan yagya, which we just did on the occasion of Nanda Kishore's 8th birthday. And distribute prasadam to all the Vaishnavas. And amongst the Vaishnavas, some Brahmana Vaishnavas and otherwise Vaishnavas. Given charity that way. And tapas, you clean up the mess after we leave. We all go home, and then the people that are the hosts, they have to...
And before also.
And before also, yes. And move all the furniture out and all those things. But I probably some people helped you, right? A little bit?
A lot,
okay. So that's nice, you know, service together. That's our tapa. We cooperate with one another, do service together. It's a Kali Yuga tapa. But it ends up and it brings us closer to Krishna. Closer to Krishna is where we want to go. And the coming up very soon, this coming week, is Gaur Purnima. So that's the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to bring the Sankirtan Yagya. So I think we'll speak a little bit about the birthday or the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Um, in the writings of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, even before he was born, the auspiciousness was created for his appearance by a lunar eclipse. Now it's interesting, there's many interesting things, but one is, because a lunar eclipse is auspicious, one is recommended to go bathe in the Ganges to enhance that auspiciousness. And once we were in Mayapur, during our GBC meeting, there was a solar eclipse. And you know what you're supposed to do during a solar eclipse? Take bath in the Ganges. Take bath in the Ganges or take bath in the Ganges and chant the holy name. That's universal. There's no Ganges here in Chicago to take bath in, but the holy name is there. So at the time of the lunar eclipse, as enjoined in the scriptures, one not only goes to take bath in the Ganges, but resoundingly, loudly calls out the holy name. And I can't remember for sure whether it was 1974, I think it was 1975, Gaur Purnima festival, there was a full lunar eclipse. And so we had the opportunity to experience what happens at a full lunar eclipse, besides, you know, the sense of auspiciousness. There were 10 zillion people all trying to take bath in the Ganges at once, loudly calling out the holy names of the Lord when it was dark. And you know how crowds of Bengalis are when they want to do something. If something's in their way, they just push till they get that something out of their way. So we took our bath, at least I took my bath very quickly and I don't know if they took, you know, had somebody with a clicker counting how many people drowned in the course of that solar or lunar eclipse. But I can only imagine something like that happened. Maybe nothing like that. Maybe everyone was orderly and I didn't stay around. But the resounding sound of the holy name with the Rahu covering the moon slowly and the chanting getting louder and louder and louder. It was really wonderful. They didn't need amplification. You could hear it in all directions. And at that moment is the moment that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his appearance on that lunar eclipse occasion with everyone loudly chanting the holy name, because he came specifically to deliver the Yuga Dharma. Now, on the occasion of Krishna's appearance, or his birth ceremony, this Canto 1, Chapter 12 reference was in relation to Maharaj Parikshit's Jata Karma. That section is described. But with Krishna's Jata Karma, you get the closet. That's the temple room. They get the temple room. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. At the time, Gargamuni, the famous astrologer of the Yadu dynasty and qualified yajnik priest, he did the name-giving ceremony, and he indicated that this same son of yours, he appeared in different ages. We mentioned this morning in the Bhagavatam class, Shukla, Rakta, tatapita. So white, red, and yellow. And these colors, white, red, and yellow, they indicate the Yuga avatar, the form of the Lord that appears in each of the four yugas to inaugurate or establish the Yuga Dharma. So we mentioned this morning in relation to Kapila because his complexion was white. So he's the Yuga Dharma avatar for Satya Yuga, and he established the process of meditation supported by pure devotion. And in Treta Yuga, Yajna is the means for achieving spiritual perfection, supported by the process of bhakti. And the form of the Lord who appears as the Yuga avatar is reddish in complexion. And, of course, Krishna is the avatari, the source of all avatars, and he is blackish in complexion. So this other is yellow or golden, pita. Just like Krishna's dhoti is pitavas, it's a yellowish color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we see this picture back here, his body was golden in complexion and his dhoti was similarly golden. And Lord Nityananda is always depicted wearing this nice blue dhoti. I haven't seen too many blue dhotis lately, but Lord Nityananda wore a blue dhoti. And so that's Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself appearing to give the Yuga Dharma, this means of observing birthdays and any other auspicious occasion, and for that matter, creating auspiciousness when there isn't even an auspicious occasion through the congregational chanting of the holy name. Krishna Das Kaviraj mentions that his name, he indicates him by name as Vishvambar. And Vishvambar, he explains, comes from the root word of Vishvambar is Dubrin, which means to maintain or sustain. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained or sustained the entire population of the earth planet by flooding the world with love of God through the congregational chanting of the holy name. So it was not ordinary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan was not ordinary kirtan, whatever ordinary kirtan is exactly. It's kind of like what we do. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did was prema sankirtan. There's a nice passage in Chaitanya Charitamrita where the king, Prataparudra, king of Orissa, he went up on a rooftop along with Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya when the devotees from Bengal had come to Puri to see Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas and had gone to South India and was gone for a couple of years and came back. So 2.5 years of separation from Lord Chaitanya, and it was the time for Rath Yatra. So they came to take part in Rath Yatra, but they also came to see Lord Chaitanya. And when they came, they were having sankirtan in the public, as they had been doing for a long time since the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because Gopinath Acharya had previously lived in Navadvip, he knew everybody. So he was pointing out who's who to the king. Here's this one, here's that one, and over there is that one. And these are all Lord Chaitanya's associates. And the king remarked, he said, I've seen many kirtans before, but I've never seen anything like this. And Gopinath Acharya said, this is prema sankirtan. These devotees are immersed in love of God. And how did that happen? So the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his mood of chanting infected their mood of chanting. So Gaur Purnima is a nice opportunity for us to meditate more deeply on the Prema Sankirtan. The gift that Lord Chaitanya came to give certainly was through the medium of the holy name, and through the medium of the holy name purification, to purify our existence and help us observe birthdays in a proper manner, and all other auspicious occasions, and create auspiciousness in our homes and in our lives. But ultimately to come to that stage of love as the residents of Vrindavan experienced love for Krishna. That's the gift that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Some a week ago, in Mayapur there was a Kirtan Mela, and did any of you see that on the Mayapur TV? Okay. And it was in the Panchatattva Hall. So they showed sometimes images of the Panchatattva, they showed mostly the Kirtan and the devotees dancing and so forth. But to do like that in front of Panchatattva, it's something special. In the Dham of Sridhar Mayapur, in the association of so many wonderful kirtaniers. Many of them, the kirtaniers I knew, and there were some I didn't know, and they're really wonderful kirtaniers. But of course, there are certain favorites that we all have. I really, really like Ranjan Maharaj's kirtan. He somehow got featured 3 nights in a row. Badahari wasn't there, but others, you know, Bibi Govinda Maharaj and like that. So, we're going to have the benefit of at least Lord Nityananda coming to Chicago. Lord Nityananda of the Panchatattva in Mayapur is going to come to Chicago. Really? To lift Lord Nityananda and place Lord Nityananda on the altar, it took 30 men. And he's going to come to Chicago the second weekend of May. But he's going to come in the form of his shoes. But his shoes are this big. And the occasion is going to be just sharing with everybody the fulfillment of a desire of our former acharyas, predecessor acharyas, particularly, especially Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and then in turn Bhakti Siddhanta, and then in turn our founder Acharya. To establish this magnificent temple that's referred to in Ananta Samhita as Adbhuta Mandir. Ananta Samhita is a literature that Bhakti Vinod Thakur drew upon when compiling Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, the glories of Navadvip. Because it's mentioned in this Ananta Samhita in detail, including the Adbhuta Mandir, a prediction that in one day it will come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw it in the middle of a rice field. He had a vision. And Prabhupada understood that vision and the scriptural reference for it, and he desired for us to build it. I remember one morning walk conversation in Mayapur, that, you know, at that time, morning walk meant, you know, there's rice fields. And to the left and to the right, there's a rice field. And in the middle, there's this, those of you that know the agriculture set up in India, there's this like little strip of land that's rising above. It's on this side and that side and all around. So they just pump water and it fills up that space. And then there's this little ridge where the workers, the agriculture men, walk. So Prabhupada would walk along that, and we were walking along by the side of him and around him. And unfortunately, it was the time when, or they chose an area that wasn't with rice fields on either side, but it was like agricultural land. So, but it was just like agriculturally in all directions. Go there today, that's not what you see. But Prabhupada was describing one morning, he was describing his appreciation for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it was quite animated. I mean, the way that Krishna Das Kaviraj very poetically describes is, it was as if Prabhupada had 10 mouths. Meaning, he was glorifying and glorifying and glorifying and glorifying and glorifying and glorifying. What a great acharya was Bhaktivinoda. At a time during the height of British rule, where everything from India was backwards and criticized and vilified and bad, and everything from England and Europe was great, and you know, in the midst of all of that kind of propaganda to help ensure British rule, Bhaktivinoda Thakur excavated the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and made them prominent amongst those very circle of people, and amongst the intellectuals, amongst the village people, amongst his peers, amongst government people. He wrote 100 books, and he raised a family of 10 children. Some of you have one or two children. He had 10 children. 10 children. And one of them was a pure devotee child, and he trained him in publishing literature, had him engaged in editing, and showed him everything that he would use later in his life for being a world acharya. He passed on the vision. He did so many things. The established Namahatta. He gave the teachings in the form of songs so that people that were illiterate but would liked music, they could learn teachings through songs, and then they learned the songs, and they learned the teachings. They received the holy name. Prabhupada was going on and on. And he had a vision of Lord Chaitanya's message going around the world. He wrote a small booklet, 86 pages in English, arranged for the publication of the book and sent it all around the world in 1896. And Prabhupada very humbly said, and that was the year of my birth. Coincidentally, this Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and precepts. So Prabhupada was speaking, and there was a pause, and then somebody said, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was such a visionary and such an empowered person. Why didn't he arrange for the spreading of Krishna consciousness all over the world? And Prabhupada stopped. He looked around and he said, he left something for us to do. So what Prabhupada did was the something left by Bhaktivinoda Thakur for us to do, and then Prabhupada left something for his followers to do. Well, several things, but I mentioned a couple of them today. One is, at least maintain what I have given you. Try to expand, but at least maintain what I've given you, because that's a task, to maintain what the great acharya has given and maintain it. And things like standards of deity worship are not so easy to maintain. Because Prabhupada gave us very high standards of deity worship. Exemplary standards of deity worship. Or the level of book distribution, or the level of devotee care, and so many things. Then another was to establish this temple of Vedic planetarium. So that's Lord Nityananda's shoes coming to encourage us to participate in fulfilling this desire of our founder Acharya. So I'm your GBC representative sharing with you that we're being given, all of us, you know, each every little one of us, given the opportunity to do something to help fulfill this, that which is something that Prabhupada left for us to do. Maintain, expand, build the temple of Vedic planetarium, and become exemplary Vaishnavas ourselves, no small task, and pass on that exemplary Vaishnava way to the next generation, to our 8-year-olds and our 13-year-olds and our 20-year-olds and our 80-year-olds, and pass on in an exemplary way the message that our predecessor acharyas have given us. So that's no small task. It's a lifetime's work and then some. So, Nanda Kishore, happy birthday. And may you give many cows on your birthday. And if you don't have cows, then you give the holy name. Take part in chanting the holy name with your friends. And we're your friends, so you chant with us. Okay? Any comments or questions or something somebody would like to share? Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you with the cartel. It's one thing when people don't know how to play at all. It's another thing when you know how to play and you want the tempo to go fast. Not just you, but any, the young devotees, they like to go. There's only one. But those of you that watched, or you can see the recordings of the kirtans, especially in the beginning, it's a meditation. It's not simply the music, it's the holy name. And meditate nicely on the holy name, not go into the fast lane right away. Anyway, it takes some time. Okay, so Rasika Mantra, you have something? No? Okay. So what should we do? It's now, let's have a little kirtan at the end.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.